Blog Talk Radio.
Blue Panther in the coma and your family now.
Alibaba the Butcher, the original Ghetto Bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, In Your Backyard, bitch, and this how we do it, New Jeru, Dirty Jersey style, Guard State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music, grown folk things going on over these parts, partner.
That's right. break loose. Do rock,
booyah,
do ya, blast up. Stand and move. Remember, I got love for only a handful of that
jam.
On your deck in the game plan.
To bust down your level.
I've already smacked this shit up your main man. I don't think you want no static scene. Automatically, automatic sheets. Bump some.
Smith and Wesson's in a hurry. The more grounds I cover, the more brothers to worry.
Everlasting.
Got a certified passion for blasting. Ask them, I never show guns, but I'm still an assassin. There's some say my back's about to crack the afterbirth. About to first send the whole entire earth into a blackout. Here's the fact about my MOP clip. We get down, rolling deep waters, we drown. Niggas are lethal sixes. Yo, let it be known. We own the marks. Up on the hill, we own the thrones. We own the park, for real, we own the loan sharks. Practice what they preach and back with what they preach with. The ill part is on the mic, got me kicking the freak shit. Set it, violators, get beheaded, rumors we dead it. Amazing how we play and close the show and roll the credits. It's over, straight from Saratoga. Set these niggas, better recognize me, exercise our lyrics, something deadly.
Nigga. You know, say mic check, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, turn my mic up, check, 1-2, and the rest of that old punk shit. Motherfucker gonna test the kid like I ain't really about this shit. Come on,
come on.
I'm starting off confident.
Start
you, I'm a brown villain, killing, and I don't give a fuck about a killing, cause I'm still in effect when you're yelling.
Come on! Oh!
Check, check.
Oh!
Yo, yo, you, I'm a brown villain. Killing, and I don't give a fuck about a killing, cause I'm still in effect when you're yelling.
Come on!
Get it?
Oh!
It's the big boy game, bitch, and I'm Diesel. It gets bleak though, it's Lil Fame, aka Clarence the Fifth Beatle. I'm Kosher, my paradigm is Hebrew, it's common sense, dog. I do it for the people. They don't wanna rap in the session, we slap in the session. That's like that in my yacht, Sarah. Facts in the session, and the outcome is critical. No joking, smoke for 4-5, but the sign said no smoke.
Okay, I see him.
Lining up, lining up.
Assemble your crew at the shop.
Down him up, down
back
up.
To do what we do, so for you.
Time is up,
time we. The legendary MOP.
The problem stuff, we.
Keep it calm,
we.
Could give a fuck,
I see.
Your mouth bigger than your gun and your heart.
It ain't the road.
You ain't playing your part. Little nigga, be smart.
Or get a whole push through the back of your tatters for thinking that I'm acting.
You a more grand villain. Chilling and I don't give a fuck about a killing, cause I'm still in effect when you're yelling.
Come on!
Get it.
Oh.
You a grand villain. Chilling and I don't give a fuck about a killing, cause I'm still in effect when you're yelling.
Come on!
Get it.
Oh.
Hey yo, your time is up. Rising up,
M.O.P.
We size them up, my niggas is live as fuck. We give them the whole thing. Do your body any harm? Bitch, we don't wanna party with y'all. Pardon me, Paul, sometimes I act retardedly, Paul. Pop one in your wig, two more in your body and heart. Or GP,
nigga.
Cause we don't walk it out or talk it out. We stalk them out and talk them out.
Bill Jazz, well.
That's my nigga, he understands
Will.
That's living, whoa. Holy nigga, whoa. That understands Bill. I keep it low, so you never know how the man feel. Yeah, got a different kind of appeal. You niggas ain't really real. I don't cruise past you dudes. I hover over you fool, making you nauseous. I'm big with it, bitch, I'm flawless. You feel shit is cordless. Went out of town, I'm down with it. You clown niggas need to be cautious.
You, I'm a brown villain. Chilling and I don't give a fuck about a killing, cause I'm still in effect when you.
Here we go. I gotta go.
You motherfucker.
Oh. I gotta just do it. Oh. Play my track.
Oh.
Hey. To the air. Yeah. Live. Live.
Hey, yo, what's all live, nigga?
Yeah.
But it's all right. 1-5, 4-5, nigga. But it's all tied.
Give me that.
Where you from, nigga?
That's right.
Just
Rockefeller. To all my low G's, hold it still. Won't parole, who won't give a fuck. Who smoke trees and take gold and steel. Who hold the field down. Home team, keep my chrome clean. Kicks, we got the blower for the cream. Never fold, some say I'm a role model. Behind the scenes, all I want is the cream. A warm pussy in a cold bottle. Y'all know my model, bring it out.
Keep thinking when I float, Paul. It's scene. Dynasty. Yes.
It's the M.O.P. Cartel. First La Familia. Bang it out with the R.O. Cafe. And La Familia. Get familiar. Papa, papa, make papa, top him until he dry. We are. Senor, phenomenal, pro, no. First niggas to make hip hop.
One, two, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas K, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle.
Yeah.
What up, Seed?
What up? Oh my God,
yeah.
I'm so hyped.
Yeah, right?
It's Christmas for real up in here.
Yeah. How many holes did you punch in your wall?
I don't know. You know, my knuckles were starting to hurt. I was like, let me calm down. I'm a lady.
Oh, man.
I need to take it easy, but we are up in here saluting Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Hell yeah. Shout out to Brooklyn, man. Shout out to the whole
indeed.
Fucking borough, man.
Yes,
top
indeed.
All them niggas. Yo, man, tonight we have a special guest checking in. Very shortly,
mm-hmm.
You know, all night, if you've been listening all night, we've been playing M.O.P. M.O.P. is definitely one of my top three favorite hip-hop groups of all time.
Yes,
we
indeed.
We got Billy Danz of M.O.P. in the building tonight.
That's right.
Shit. You know.
It's going to be serious.
Yeah, I hope y'all got your hoodies on, your Tims on.
That's right.
Your OE, you know what I'm saying? And anybody who's soft-hearted, who don't really like, you know, physical confrontation, anything like that, you know, step to the side. You know what I mean? Relax. You know what I'm saying? Go over there. Go listen to Drake or Wiz or something.
Yeah.
Tonight, it's about punching holes in your wall. At the end of the show, we want y'all to call in and tell us how many holes did you punch in your wall this year?
It's about getting beat down with bats.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting kidnapped and shit.
Oh, God. Nah,
that's
just
what
kidding.
It's about.
I'm just kidding, but shout to Billy Danz. He's on the way this evening. And, you know, shout to the MOP, the whole firing squad, Brownsville,
yeah.
Brooklyn. You know, shout to Teflon and Lil Fame as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's
yeah,
up, man?
I don't know. Did you get all your shopping done? I don't know. You know, got your nephews and your nieces down.
Man, look.
At least you gotta get some for the kids. You gotta get some for the kids.
For the kids.
For the kids.
It's for the kids.
Put it right there for you, Seed.
Yeah, man. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. You know, he's gonna be a nigga this weekend. He's gonna be a nigga this week.
Yeah, I got Santa Claus all over the place. If y'all was checking me, Santa Claus is in a hot air balloon in front of my building.
Yeah, yeah.
He's chilling. Rudolph looks like he's been drinking some old weed, so I don't know what's going on there. But still, I hope all y'all got your shopping done and you're tuning in tonight with us. Because we are bringing the fire.
Yeah,
fire!
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Fire!
The fucking firing squad. M.O.P. is in the building. Yo, I want to also give a shout out to my nigga XL, the Kid, Six Man Entertainment artist. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to my nigga Lavish. You know what I'm saying? UNB, Six Man artist. I want to give a shout out to my nigga Timmy Guns over there, UNB. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Precious Paris as well. You know what I'm saying? Out there doing big things. You know, fucking with G-Unit as well. You know,
love
a lot going on, man. We got a lot going on tonight. We're not going to play M.O.P. all night, but we still, goddamn it, we're going to play a lot more M.O.P. You know what I'm saying? We're getting into more M.O.P., and we're going to get into the interview with Bill Danz in a minute. You know, in a hot minute. We're going to play a couple more M.O.P. joints, and we're going to go run into the interview. And then, you know, later on in the show, you know, we're going to drop some, you know, we're going to get into the hip-hop, the contemporary hip-hop that you love, you know, on the way.
Indeed.
We got,
indeed.
we got a new joint from Precious Paris, on the way. Yeah, we got that. We got the new joint from Lavish on the way, you know what I'm saying?
Plus Lavish, you're a gentleman.
Yeah, man, word up. Plus, we got all the, you know, we got all the crazy, you know, the off-the-hook, old-school joints, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm feeling good. I might go, like, the Paper Thin, the MC Light Paper Thin route tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, you know what, Cito? I wanted to say a little special something. You know, earlier today, as I'm enjoying my holidays, happened to see a Wesley Snipes movie. I want to salute Wesley Snipes. I know you locked down.
Right.
But your time is short, brother. You coming out soon.
Right.
Coming out soon.
Right.
Got your back here on Six Man Radio, Wesley. I ain't forget about you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That was deep, man.
Because I like Wesley Snipes. Made mad movies.
Yeah, that was deep.
People forget he locked up for some crappy tax evasion bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I salute you, Wesley.
Yeah.
Coming out soon, going to be right back in the business, baby.
And word up. And the way he pulled off the styrofoam microphone cover hairstyle in New Jack City. You know what I'm saying? Nobody could do that. You know what I'm saying? So shout to him for that, man. You know what I'm saying? For looking like a microphone.
That's right.
Right. Man, Six Man Radio, y'all. Yo, we gonna get into some more music, right? And then, oh my God, it's crazy. Billy Danz is in the building. Shit.
Here we go.
Good grief. Where we gonna go, man? I know where we gonna go. I know we gonna go. Brooklyn. You already know. Gonna remind y'all.
Look, come on. Make them fall up. Come up out your clothes and get your whole shit swallowed up. This game ain't changed, cause I've been
Fox. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just trying to front on MOP Fox. That bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas out there doing their thing, niggas ain't giving us no love on the radio and that shit like that.
Niggas want war? Get the fuck out of here, we represent all boroughs. MOP for the funnest, motherfuckers. Yeah, what about now, niggas? What about now?
75, raised on a strip called Hamburger Hill where guns pop and cops get killed. This is a place for paranoia, this for your niggas. Cash cages, roll trials, plastic lawyers. We're losing it, four fives and nines we be moving with. Caught up in the things that the street gang confusion with. We're proving it, let it be known this. Retaliation, home skillet, it's on. That rap nigga, bust a cap nigga, black nigga. Open up your back nigga, Rosewood, black nigga. First family gone brawl, it's president, resident. And I'm the first dog. You know the M.O.P. status. In the history of crime and rap, we some of the baddest. Word to the mommy, any fool try me, get hit with the lemon. Fuck
come
me
on.
Out of here,
the song's on blaze.
Everybody poked up next to the stage.
Come on.
You're all welcome to Hell's Roadway.
First family down.
But guess where?
Everybody poked up next to the stage.
Come on.
You're all welcome to Hell's Roadway.
First family down.
But guess where?
What you say?
Get your man on the jack, soldier. Grip your mat, soldier.
First family.
We're back, soldier. And we have swam through the Brownsville sewer. The last on the line of our count.
Crime doer.
Broke your wits. Monster. Fire from my hammer like I was in golf town. Crucify me, but don't deny me. Oh, get slick, bitch, you couldn't slip nothing by me. Try me, and I pop shots like I'm supposed to. I'm from the field with the covers, I noticed the blue. I noticed the few niggas were in my head. Use my smarts and my secret on a fire and land.
Fire in your leg.
With all intentions of dropping the body, I'm usually nervous, so I'm flinching when I enter the party.
The Brownsville next time.
That bullshit, just when you thought it was safe, I'm flipping, hit him with bullshit.
It's the four.
Yeah, this is Uncle Ralph, Ralph McDaniels, hanging out with Six Man Radio. You know what it is, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, and this is the way we do it. Don't go nowhere.
This should be played at high volume.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nate Dean Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Seed? What's going on?
Yeah, man, yo, listen, on the line right now, you know I say it a lot. I know I say, you know, about my favorite rap groups of all time. I say it a lot because I love a lot of groups. But honestly, in the top three conversations, half of the member of one of my favorite rap groups of all time is on the phone right now. One half of M.O.P., Billy Danz. What's good, Commander Danz? What's good, bro?
What's good, family? How's looking, man? What's happening?
Yeah, man. Listen, bro, it's an honor, first off, to have you on the phone. You know, Brooklyn representing myself. So, yeah, no, this is a big salute. But for those of y'all that don't know, right, I'm going to take y'all back to M.O.P., the Mash Out Posse. Now, when y'all came out with the first album, to the death, well, good Lord, like, how about some hardcore was so crazy? I remember seeing the name, am I bugging, am I lying?
No,
video music box.
Absolutely not.
Video music box, it was so raw. Did you know that the cult following, like, starting there, did you know that it was going to be crazy? Because I watched how y'all grew when you started from there, and then, you know, we're going to get into all that. But did you know that y'all would be where y'all at?
You know, I mean, right there, you see it right in the video and every record on that album, like, we were directly off the block. So the mentality of a kid from the block is, this is our block, these are our people, and against the rest of the world. So to think that people would follow, we had no clue on that, because we're not rappers, we just happened to know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? So to actually have people following it as we go on in the years, and as I thought about it, I was like, wow. And I've been everywhere in the world except for China, and I see the same way we grounded in Brooklyn, they grounded like that in France, they grounded like that in Switzerland, they grounded like that all through Africa. So once it went on in the years, and I kind of understood why people adapt to MOP, because we really represent that part of society that people try to forget about, and that's everywhere in the world. Some call it the hood, some call it the ghetto, we call it the bottom. You know what I'm saying? So we get love in the bottom, man, everywhere around the world.
Absolutely, because I think one of the main things why y'all resonated with everybody is the energy. I mean, the energy was so crazy. Y'all yelled at the top of your lungs. You know what I mean? Like, listen, you're going to hear what I'm saying, and the beat was always hard, and it resonated, and then it even transcended to the live show. Because for those of y'all that out there that ain't never seen MOP live, good grief. You know what I'm saying? Good grief. I remember seeing y'all in Tramps. It was over. Like, Fab, like, I had to go, man. Like, you can't do it. Like, there's certain MOP records that you cannot put on in a club, and there's a shorty standing there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got to leave the dance floor, man.
Yeah,
you got to leave.
You're punching all in the face. Yeah, that's not cool.
Oh, my God. but surprisingly enough, you never know. She might start swinging, too, because, M.O.P., Lady Glover, M.O.P.
I've been places, like, it was real shocking to me the first time I ever seen it. I think I was in Newark, New Jersey, which is really, really bottom. And Chick was standing there. Beautiful chick. I could see her from the stage. She was standing up on something, but she had on damn near a gown or something. I'm like, this don't even make no sense. Why are you in here with an evening gown on? What the hell is going on? And as I walked past her, she just was like, yo, what's up? What stick to your guns? We need to hear that. I'm like, wow.
Beautiful gown.
This is shock. Yeah, in a gown. Looking in a gown, sweaty as hell.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, but yeah, we appreciate all that love, bro, because, you know, we, just like a lot of the dudes from the bottom, man, like, you're voted most likely to fail, even if you're not, you feel that way, and you feel like everybody's against you. So to be able to come off of St. Mark's Avenue and land in places that I can't even pronounce is amazing. It's amazing to me, and I'm just happy that you know, that we were able to get our point across and let people see how it is. So you don't really necessarily have to come to Brownsville, Bed-Stuy, North New Jersey, Trenton, Camden, or South of France. South of France is a nice club. It's a nice place from what the pictures show you. But there's a spot down in the South of France. That's crazy. But you don't have to necessarily go there. Just all you got to do is listen to an MOP record, and we feed you that information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
And then the first video was actually done by an unknown director at the time, Hype Williams. I mean, it seemed to me like when you did start, it seemed to be like meant to be, because all these things don't align for you if they're not. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow, how did this video, you know, for you to have Hype Williams, and now he's like a mega star, you know, actually do your first video? That's, you look back on it, did you feel like, wow, this was definitely the path I was supposed to go, me and my partner, you know?
I think for us, it was really all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you saw in that very first video, that the mega star Hype Williams shot, the bastard won't even answer his phone anymore, but that video was all... That video was all 100% real. Like, those lots, that abandoned building was where I was living at the time. Those guns was all real, wasn't no props in it. Like, it was like all or nothing. It's either we stay down here in the bottom and we risk losing our lives, which we did that our entire lives up until that point. and some a little bit after, you either stay down in the bottom or you try to do something to better yourself. We was blessed when we shot that video. We put two beach chairs right on the sidewalk, and my mother and same mother sat there and watched us do something that normally they would be sitting in the window watching us running from the police, or they'll be hearing shots. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was really all or nothing for us. And I mean, grateful. For me to say I'm grateful, I think that's not even doing justice to the way that I feel about what's happened for us. Because, I mean, you know, most of my friends didn't make it to 25. You know what I mean? Like MOP is really, we're not a rap group. We just happen to know how to rap. MOP is basically a family which came about, which was birthed from the old Tomahawks, if you know about the Tomahawks, from Brownsville, Brooklyn. So we kind of came from not the first Tomahawks, but there was the baby Tomahawks, which was my older brother and his crew, which was a little older than Fame's older brother. So we kind of came from that. We kind of came from that. So we're not a rap group. We're a family of dudes that we always felt like we only had us. And whatever we had to do to survive by any means is what we had to do. Like, we really go back so far that if you have a conversation with Fame and you ask him how we met, and he'll tell you the same thing I'm going to tell you, we go back so far that we don't even remember where we met, how we met. Like, I'm not going to even bullshit you. Like, we can't even say we met that day at the store, or we met on a basketball court, or we met on a skeleton court, or whatever.
Yeah,
we go back that far that we don't remember. We laugh about it all the time. It just dawned on us earlier this year that we don't really know where we met at.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So it would be times where I would have to sleep on a couch in my own house because I would come home whatever time, and I'll be heading to my room, and my mother would be like, where you going? You better get your ass on the couch. Slap, because we call Fame Slap. Slap is in the room. Go get your ass on the couch. That's it. Like, this motherfucker taking over my shit. You know what I'm saying? So we basically a family, man. And it started off with about 11 of us. Mm. And we don't have any new friends. Like, my newest friend is like, I think Preem probably is my newest friend, which is about 21, 22 years of friendship there. So we don't have no new friends. You know what I mean? We've been together for our entire lives. You know what I mean? So it's different from us. It's from us and other rap groups. Rappers, they meet in school. They met on a train. They met at some kind of event. We had no plans of doing none of this. We're going to sit here and listen to the radio.
It's funny.
You know?
But wait, it's funny you say that because, yo, I've never, ever, 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 ever heard of MOP ever having beef with anybody in the industry, bro.
No.
Nobody wanted with MOP. Nobody. I done heard other niggas. I didn't even heard Wu having drama before, but I never heard anybody ever tested MOP ever. You know what I'm saying? And I keep my ear to the street, and I never heard it. You know what I'm saying? So salute to that.
Thank you, family. Like, it's a difference because, like, we, like, again, we just happen to know how to rap, man. Like, we really bottom dudes, and I refuse to let anybody do or say something to me that I won't do or say to them. So it comes from the old code. You have to show a certain level of respect. I'm going to show you a certain level of respect, and if you don't show me that same level, I'm just disgusted because I wouldn't do that to you. So now I want to gut you because you just stepped way out of line. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't going to be no, we're going to talk it out. No, we can't talk it out. We could have talked it out when you had that first dumbass thought in your head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You should have thought about that because, man, look, here's something that the old homies told me, man, and we live by this. You can do a lot of fly things, and this is before I've actually done shit extra fly, like traveling the world and making a shitload of money and driving nice cars and living in a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I did all that fly shit, but the fly shit I ever really did was make it home. So I don't give a fuck who's standing in my way. I'm going home. So I don't care what you say or what kind of beef it may be. We're going to go all the way with this thing because I got to make it home. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like to do fly shit, and that's my version of fly shit going on. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
How
that's
did
it.
You guys sorry, Seed, were you going to?
No.
All right. How did you guys even decide, like, I think this is the path we should take and get into hip-hop even? I mean, I know, and especially with us being in our age group, that's what we all grew up on. That's like our baby no matter what. But what made you guys decide, like, yo, I think we should do this?
Well, I mean, since we've done everything else, the shit didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a 22-year-old son who's in college.
Wow.
Thank God, and he's going to school to be a doctor now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I got homies that never even seen his face. That's in jail. But they've been there that long. You know what I'm saying? So we really had nothing. There was nothing else for us to do. So it's like we going to the studio. That was cool. Of course, we were getting into little shit on the way to the studio, whatever. That was normal for us. But then when the record started playing on the radio, and when Ralph McDaniels was playing the record and the video, and I got on the stage for the very first time in my life. I've never been in a school play or nothing. I got on the stage for the very first time in my life, and I felt like Michael Jackson. Everybody started yelling and shit. I'm like, wow, this is kind of cool. So,
yeah.
You know, and then there was that thing when that money started rolling around, and I was like, okay, I think I can, I might can fuck with this one, you know? And so we just kind of, and then it was like, the real thing was, I didn't have to worry about the police. I never really worried about dudes, but I didn't have to worry about the police. I was always, the reason why I was always so violent throughout my life, because I was afraid to get hurt, and I was always smaller than everybody else. So I'm going first. I'm getting at you first.
Yeah.
So I never had a problem worrying about dudes. So, but with the police, like, you know, I sat in a cell from the time I was 17 to the time I was 20 years old, wondering if I was going to make it back out on the street. They throwing offers at me like fucking 20 to life and shit like that. I'm like, I haven't even lived that long. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? So, I chose this because it was a good, clean way to make money and not get hurt in the street and not go to prison. And my mother was really proud of me, so
aww.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, word up. I want to shift gears just a little bit and touch on, you guys was a part of some really big situations. Y'all was signed to Rockefeller at a point. You was signed to G-Unit at another point. And I ain't going front, man. Each time, you know, because I fuck with 50 hard. I fuck with Jay hard. You know what I'm saying? So each time, I was always happy to hear that y'all linked with them, but then disappointed. Like, what happened? You know what I mean?
Well,
I always thought that they should have really went like the mosh pit.
The route
with y'all. You know
yeah.
What I mean?
First of all, brother, those were the smaller situations that we were tied to. But, we were tied to Sony. We were tied to
Rush. Right.
We were tied to, we were tied to big, big money deals. Big cats. With 50 and Jay, well, let me just go with Jay first. We were on our second album, and this was the birth of Rockefeller when the rock was just a pebble.
Right.
And Jay and Dame would come to the studio every 3 days. Yo, come get down with us. Come on, man, come get down with us. There was no Beanie at the time. There was no Bleak. What was the girl? There was nobody was there. And they kept asking, yo, come get down. Now, I always had a problem with doing business with dudes because dudes don't know how to conduct business like businessmen. It always turns into some shit. So. I wasn't afraid of anything, but I just didn't want to put myself in that because I walked out of that to walk into something different.
Nice.
Anyway, we did the deal with Loud. At the time, we did the deal with Relativity. Relativity had everything that you're listening to now. They, Alan Greenblatt and Cliff Colcherry actually made that South sound big. Like, they believed in it way back then. They was doing deals with Tony Draper. They were doing deals with, like, you know, the whole Swisher House, the whole Suave House, all of that. they had Bone Thugs and Harmony. They had Ruthless Records over there. But those guys put us, you know, they put us in position to do what we needed to do. Coming back to, you know, going after that, we went, we did the deal with Steve Rifkin over at Loud Records. At that time, there was Wu-Tang there. There was Big Pun, Fat Joe, Mobb Deep. Everybody was there. So it was the biggest label, biggest hip-hop label at the time. Got off of there. And then we decided to do the deal with Rockefeller because now Rockefeller is solid.
Right.
We did the deal with them. And the reason why we did the deal with them, even though they were two guys from the street, in our heads, because we grew up taking care of each other, it seemed like those guys were taking care of each other. And that's how Jay-Z became the Jay-Z that we know now, and Dame Dash made $300 million every 3 months.
Wow.
That's how. You know what I'm saying? That's how that happened in our heads, is the fact that they did it together. And they if somebody, if you make it rich or you make it from point A to another point with somebody, you never turn your back on them, because there's got to be a reason why it didn't happen before when you were trying to do it by yourself. So we did the deal. Now, once we did the deal, we didn't realize that they had some internal problems.
Right.
We didn't know that. So once they fell out, then we just kind of backed up and had a meeting with Dame. Dame offered me a shitload of money. I didn't want it because Jay wasn't involved. Had the next meeting with Jay. He offered me a little more than a shitload of money, and I didn't want to take it because it didn't feel right. Like, if, here's my thought. If you can shit on somebody that turns you into something special, what will you do to me?
Wow.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's deep.
So, and the thing with 50, Fifth was I love 50, by the way. Like, a lot of people don't know this. A lot of media people made him out to be an asshole. I traveled the world with this dude for 2 years, lived in his house for like 6-7 months. This fucking dude is awesome, yo. He's brilliant. Like, I would watch the dude walk around the pond in the backyard, and I would sit there and I would just study him. And then I'll go down there and talk to him and just pick his brain and see what's going on with him. This dude is not an animal. He's actually got a huge fucking heart, and he's an incredible businessman. And he really just wants everybody around him to win. So I think the problem with the deal was, at that time, I mean, they had sold 30 million records at G-Unit. They were rocking. They put a record out. I think they put the Mobb Deep record out. And I'm not sure, but I don't think the record did so well. I think they spent about $3 million on the Mobb Deep record. And it sold a decent amount of copies, but if you put up $3 million and you sell a $500,000, that paper don't really, you know, it don't really work. It don't add up.
The album was hard, too. It was hard, too.
Yeah, right.
That Mobb
right.
album, yeah.
No, it was dope. It was dope, but the paper didn't really add up. And, you know, the money was coming from the top, from Interscope, from Jimmy Iovine and them. And then, this is just what I believe. You know, Jimmy wouldn't turn over no more money to keep the company going. So that's why we kind of, but there's no bad feelings with Jay and Dane, or no bad feelings with 50 at all. In fact, anytime I see him, it's always the same shit. Like, yo, we need to, you know, finish what we started. Let's do this, let's do that. And it's just a matter of time before we actually get something else going with those dudes. But for right now, you know, MOP is doing MOP. You know, we appreciate 50 and Jay and Dane. They built their own house, and we appreciate the fact that they gave us the couch to sleep on, but the couch got a little too uncomfortable, so now it's time to move.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, man. Yeah. And is the MOP album coming soon? We got new joint coming?
Definitely. Just had a conversation with Fame 2 days ago, and after Christmas, because I don't live in the city anymore, but after Christmas, I'm coming to the city, and I'm just going to stay there for like, you know, for like 2 weeks. We'll bang an album. We can actually bang an album out in a week.
Yeah, you guys, so, I've seen you in the studio. It's incredible. You're just like, all right, you're up. Okay, here we go. And then, like, next thing you know, all right, we're done. We'll see you later. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, off the top of the head. And then with the exact same energy as your shows and everything. Like, you know, you could be talking like, oh, you really look nice today. I really like that dress. Hey, you up? Oh, all right, hold on. I'm like, oh, shit.
And it sounds like the record. It sounds like the record. Like,
you know, dude, I really want people to understand that we're not yelling. We just lifting our voice up. Like, we got to speak for a shitload of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to hear me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not yelling at nobody. I need you to hear what I'm saying. Understand this. I'm not really mad yet. But if I get to that point, I'm going to saw your ass in half. That's it.
Nah, man. Because, yo, man, you be yelling. And then when you come with that, with the ad-lib, the laugh, bam, like, stop it. You turn the light on. Word up, man. Nah, man. Come on, brother. You mad, man. Word up. And then, but that's what we love, though. That's what we love, because, man, look, I can't even tell you how many times like that, just y'all's music just got me through. You know what I mean? Just period, man. You know what I mean? And I thank you, bro. I thank you for everything, man. I can't even.
Thank you, my dude. Thank you for listening. I'm glad. You know what? I needed somebody to talk to.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't do it standing on St. Mark's Avenue.
Right.
So to be able to, when somebody say, yo, your music done this, or, you know, you got me through this bid, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the crib flipping out, and then I listened to that, and it kind of made me want to flip out more, but then I calmed down for some reason, whatever.
Right.
But whatever. Right. Like, I need to hear that, because that's fuel for me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, really, my dude, like, I mean, I can do this forever, but I need somebody to make me want to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I need somebody to go, yo, son, you need to do, or when is the next? You know what I'm saying? Because it's not about the money. You know what I'm saying? At one point it was, because it was like, this is something that I haven't done before, and I haven't made money outside of taking it, or, you know what I'm saying, or making it on the block. So to be able to do something that I love to do and make money for it, it was cool in the beginning. The money part was cool, but now I just love to do it, and money out of it. I already been through a shitload of it, and I'm not stupid, you know. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do none of that shit anymore. So my focus is really clear. So whatever my money needs to be used for, I use it for that, and I don't really need much more than what I need. You know what I'm saying? I only need what I need, and I'm good like that. So as long as I get somebody to tell me, yo, you know, I need to keep hearing that MOP thing, then me and Fame go keep hanging them out and putting them out there.
Please do. Please do. And check it, brother. Before I let you go, I ask all my guests, man, the same question. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. It's three. Your top three MCs of all time, top three groups all time, and top three producers all time.
Okay. Well, my top three MCs in this order is Rakim. That's number one.
Yeah.
G-Rap.
Right.
And Kane.
Okay.
Those three.
Oh.
Top three groups: NWA,
that
Public one. Enemy.
Alright.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Nice.
Right.
Producers.
Yeah.
Of course, DJ Premier.
Of course.
Dre.
Right.
And I would have to say this is gonna be a toss up between like Pete Rock and Alchemist. And I say that because Alchemist is incredible.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
dope. Alchemist is really dope. Like, a lot of people don't know, but Alchemist is dope as fuck. But Pete Rock created his own time and own space in hip hop. I believe it was about a year and a half or 2 years where this motherfucker would come on and it would be some horns blaring somewhere and it could sound nowhere but some fucking Mount Vernon. You know what I'm saying? Like, and fucking incredible. He made records that I didn't even like. He made me love those shits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And so, then you always come in with the remix, too. Like, remix. Like,
and,
what?
And it was always a remix. The remix was crazy. Like, shut him down.
Damn,
dude. I was like, wow. And you know, I was ran on it because I was already, because fucking Public Enemy was already my favorite group.
Right.
One of my favorite groups. But then he put the remix to Shut Him Down, dude. That record is the best record of all time. I don't give a fuck what you put on. That record.
Well, I can hear y'all on that. I can hear y'all on that beat.
Yeah.
You know, the only problem with it is, it's like, I wouldn't go in there and do Check Out My Melody over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to touch it. But, oh, dog, I don't thought about it. I wrote like 7 verses to the shit already. I just came pull the trigger. You know what I'm saying? I just came pull the trigger. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, man.
Yeah, but listen, Phil, before I get out of here, though, I just want to say this to you and the world. This music industry is designed to keep people that really deserve to get in, that won't play ball, it's designed to keep them out. So what we do, we do Raps United Nation. And right now we have about 18 countries involved, where we pull artists from everywhere in the world and put them on projects and put them projects out, not as mixtapes. In all actuality, as mixtapes, but we put them out where we promote them. We send out records and singles to our network throughout the 18 countries or whatever, and we just basically try to help artists that deserve a shot get on. The problem is, like, it's not like it was when we got our deal. We actually got a deal with not even a whole song. Like, it was a half song. How About Some Hardcore? It was half the song. It was my first verse, Fame's first verse, and half of my second verse. With no hook, with half the hook, actually. Wasn't no mixing or nothing. We got a deal like that. So back then, the record company execs had passion, and they would hear the kids and go, yo, this dude is dope. I believe in him. Let's put some money up. Let's put some marketing dollars behind him. Let's go. Let's get it rolling. Now, the industry don't do that, and there's so many artists out there. I don't care where you're standing at. You can look around you, and you'll find 10, 20 artists anywhere. In the world, it's like that. So as the industry forms as an army, what we did is formed our own army, because you can't fight an army without an army. So when we call it Raps United Nation, we put out, on Saturday it'll be our fourth project, our fourth U.S. project. We put out a project in October. We put out the U.K. wave. We call it Waves. The U.K. wave, the Canadian wave, the German wave, Portugal wave, and Queens wave with just females on it. So, and we'll be pushing. It's been 1 year up to now, and we've already got deals on the table for 6 different artists. Sony's gave us a label deal, so we're putting our artists out over there. So we all, and in total, we got deals set up for 16 artists, because we got 10 artists on our own label, which is called Rebuild Hits. And we welcome everybody to Raps United Nation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can just go to RapsUnitedNation.com and just check out some info or whatever. You know what I mean?
Very dope. Very dope. Appreciate you, bro. And once again, don't hang up, because I want to get a drop from you. All right, brother?
No doubt. I got you.
All right. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah, welcome to A Better Way of Life. I am Landlord. I am Lord of the Rings. I am Lord Have Mercy. You are now tuning into Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and sometimes R&B. Yes, sir. Shields in the air. Sword and shield people got sword and shield power. Much respect. Yes, sir. Sword and shield.
man, I live to my last day. Hitting honeys that be nasty. Getting money in the fast way. And I only care halfway. But I still can't let you pass me.
You will speak to you. We niggas with hoodies and backs. That ain't shit compared to one small cat with gas. When we came here, we cut off all kind of circulation. Breathing, eating, the whole situation. When we do our shit for real. While you take your money for your deal and make your own beats. Compose your own sheets, that's a hype for chill. I'ma spin that mill and cop only hot shit. Drop top chick, you know how to lock stick. Then you can see me flying in the Bentley cockpit, locked in B.I. Hold our clique, I down for years. Gang nah, but we been had our black tears. Niggas under the stairs only understand what we got. Underground, all above must get shot. You couldn't book me, Dano. She Luciano put the burners to all y'all. What, nigga, bringing them calling.
You already know what it's about when I run up in your house. Put the gun up in your mouth and get the money out the couch. Hearing you out is senseless. Perhaps, for instance, I give this faggot a French kiss. Black gloves, no prints, dark tints. Word on the street, they ain't heard from them since. You know about life after kicking the kid in. Since me and my mid end could flip seven grid am, strid am, the flow is forbidden. Either you riding or you dying, cause we swinging iron. Locks and popper, turning niggas in the gym hopper. Who gon' stop us? Your last joint double copper. You getting money or you running from the feds? Ain't nothing over here but 16 with one in the head. And I solemnly swear that all y'all niggas out there got a problem this year. Can I live to my last day? Getting money that be nasty. Getting money in the fast way. And I only care halfway. But I still can't let you pass me. Can I live to my last day? Getting money that be nasty. Getting money in the fast way. And I only care halfway. But I still can't let you pass me.
Before you think you're keeping me down, heating me down. The flow like water get deep and you drown with no soul. Many niggas roll with no gold. Even a small gun got a little black hole. Your destiny is something you can never figure out. Niggas is never happy till there's blood up in your mouth. There's a lot of killers, but who the hell are you to blame? There's a lot of dead. How the hell you take the pain? Live with it. Got money, you better give with it. My man had a thug in him, did his bid with it. Get married to the game, but never have a kid with it. Advice from the wise. Life defies. Too many schemes divide. When dreams collide, teams provide. Walls with the streets all absorb. You stashed in the ceiling and you slept on the floor. Only a blind thug will fall in love with a whore.
Who the fuck wanna squeeze? My densities make MCs freeze. You're waking up in cold sweat, they just dreams. You still apologizing, analyzing my size and your sizing. Realizing a fist fight will be asinine. You just pop wines, I must pop nines. Genuine steel piece, nozzling your grill piece. You shook up, two bricks, every cook up. We can hook up, all I see is the future. Disrespect, I shoot you. By the way, them bricks get flipped weekly. Sold by soldiers that mix weed with the league league. Die for a dollar, nigga, life ain't sweet. Play for keeps, wet shirts with experts on the creek. I beat this my fiance, I'm about to marry it. Illegal transactions, the farragut, the Arabic. Why not? They fit 12 up in the bedroom. Imagine what they stash is like. Make you a classic like my first LP. Be for me is unhealthy. Fuck around and get an ulcer. Lose your pulse or collapse lung. Look how many guests I've brung. For them homos, still doing promos. Break both your legs, you're moving slow-mo. Got shine the glow mode. 996 grams, you need FOMO.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Mims, M-I-M-S, New York City's officially in the building. And right now, you're rocking out with the homie Bad Seed and Nadine right here on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Act like you know. Mims!
Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin.
Panic, as another manic depressant. Adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama glide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you out? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to
infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matters, I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the build, till then play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm feeling the Busta pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying that you will not. Bring your click, so we can get known like family sly. Piece of CI in the bush. Mighty machine, rocking the rock, giving the push. We did it like that and now we do it like this. We did it like that and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys warm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh yes I can. Move with the groove, move like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? Fat kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis, and we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kids, there you are. You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the app, follow the path to the land of the aftermath. But don't frolic in the mix. Crazy ass Brooklyn kick.
Two jobs, work late, college courses on her plate. Never give head on the first date. Always fighting in the workplace. She a stripper. Talking about her, make a nigga mad. You heard that song? Yeah, best that he ever had. She got hips like the kid on that Challenger. She got horsepower, need stamina. Nicole Michael ain't no amateur. I tell you, boy, she standing up. Two legs in a pole, tripod, no hands. My God, she popped that pussy. UGK on that iPod. She got a dragon over that left cheek. She know Drake, she know me. Had Sean Kingston in that trick bag. Had the little nigga down on one knee. She the real nigga, gon' fuck free. I'm Jesus peace, she'll fuck me. Her co-workers disgust me, but they all wanna fuck. Trust me, she a stripper. She a stripper. She a stripper. My niggas in the pen got posters on the wall. Close your eyes tight enough to see tip drill fall. Two ass cheeks like bowling balls. Tell her bounce that pussy up off the wall. Picture me taking them panties off. She got ass like a rhino and it's soft. She like a real hood nigga but a man is soft. Money take away the pain like Ambersaw. When she on the strip post like Mardi Gras. That girl built like she from Arkansas. That pussy fat like a monkey jaw. Only bitch excite me that I already saw. She started off in Miami.
Moved up to that A-town, making rain like Skittles in that candy shop. It's her birthday, she getting cake now. Took it on back down to MIA, my little red bone, she the queen of diamonds. Pop that pussy trying to get that pay. Bitch, I almost died from the pole climbing. I admire the way she take care of son. So tell the waitress, take care of the one. Sent flowers to the hospital February. She been my favorite dancer since day one. She a stripper.
Shot my nigga game.
She a stripper. She a stripper. She a stripper.
Do that shit.
Yo, what's up? This is your girl, Precious Paris, First Lady of G-Unit, Rider Gang. And I'm sitting here with my boy, Bad C, and my girl, Nadine, from Six Man Radio, home of the adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
We talking big money shit, no money ain't a problem. We talking big money shit, no money ain't a problem. We talking big money shit, no money ain't a problem. We talking big money shit, no money ain't a problem. We talking big money shit, big big money shit. We talking big money shit, big big money shit. We talking big money shit, big big money shit. We talking big money shit, big big money shit.
We talking crib with some high fashion, fucking cash on a mattress. Both fist that Magnum in case shit has to get cracked. Black rims, black trim, black diamond, black Tim, BB, white kills, Giorgio, lambskins. Cone of the corner, mansions I'm the owner. RA in the driveway, peel open I wanna. I'm doing 360, showing off I'm gonna. Nice lips, thick hips, give the niggas a boner. Baby. Rattle, vibrate when I travel. Turn it up, then I burn it up. You bitches is my shadow. Malaysia, fuck a cruise. Super yacht, I never lose. Two boats, green machines, Lambos, Pikachu. We talking big money shit, no money ain't a problem. We talking big money shit, no money ain't a problem. We talking big money shit, no money ain't a problem. We talking big money shit, no money ain't a problem. We talking big money shit, big big money shit. We talking big money shit. Big big money shit, fucking big money shit, big big money shit, fucking big money shit, big big money shit. I'm eating you fast, Vegas when I cash in. Getaways to Sydney, penthouse when I'm smashing. Bare skin, dropping gloves, Quan Pen, dropping shoes, 7 carats, rare blue, Cartier ID too. Boners, same Brie and Stoner, butlers and top chefs. You can down with me if you wanna. Toast on my hood, Laura Stones on my foot. Dressed like a geisha, just cause I could. Feet, public, not sold to the public. Custom made, BDK, Porsche, no budget. Hating at your job, cause my life ain't that hard. Talking big money shit, no money ain't no problem. Talking.
It's your boy Lab, all the way from Dayton, Ohio. Shout out UMB for life. Shout out Timmy Guns, Bad C. And you are now listening to Six Man Radio, adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Lab.
Major League, that's why my commander in chief, Major League.
Shot caller, cause I caught a shot. A goblin, Dennis Rodman, I caught a block. Come on the guidelines, cooking up the recipe. Why you haters the sideline, looking at the referee? My hustle high is on ecstasy. Plus I got a stash, I need the cash out.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing LB Fam. We up in the building. You already know, man. It's the six-man radio, that adult contemporary hip-hop. You know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
Yeah, 1-2-1-2, Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop, that grown and sex that all be the truth, love, nigga. It's your boy,
yep.
Chad Lee, aka Nigga with K, long beloved co host, Nick D, Miss Chef. What up, man?
Yeah, Feed, what's going on?
Chillin'.
That Billy Gans interview was so dope.
Yeah, yeah,
it was,
man.
So dope, man.
That was a good dude, real good dude,
yeah.
Man. Shout to Dan, you know. Shout to Fame. Shout to the whole MOP.
That's
Mad
right.
Mad Posse Firing Squad. Salute. It was definitely an honor. You know. That was big.
I mean,
big.
They're doing it. That was big. I mean, the just two historic things with the Rockefeller and also the G Unit deals. You know, like damn, man,
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
you know, shout out to what they're doing now with the Raps United Nations. That is dope. The whole concept is crazy. We've been doing it now for a year, so
yeah,
that's also deep. So love
and all y'all artists, make sure y'all check it out. Make sure y'all go to RapsUnitedNations.com and check it out, man. Like you said, they got deals on the table for six artists at this point.
Yep.
They've been up for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do the different ways. They do the UK way. For all our listeners in the UK, they got the German wave for all our listeners in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the Queens wave for all the female MCs, you know what I'm saying? So hit them up and, you know, send them some music. I've been checking them out on Twitter. You know what I mean? It looks like they fuck with everybody. Like you said, they accept everybody. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all check them out, man. You know,
and 18 countries deep, so... Definitely check that out, y'all. That's crazy right there. That was a dope interview. I'm loving
Word
it.
Word up. That playing in the background right now, that instrumental is none other than my nigga Lavish. That's his joint, New Money. You know,
gentlemen.
Yeah, word up. And right before that, I played Precious Paris' new joint, Big Money. You know what I'm saying? Shout to her, First Lady of G Unit, my sister.
That's right, doing it.
Word up. Love your girl, you know. So, you know, yeah, man, you know, we in the building, yo. This is a great show. You know,
music.
Next week, we got Do It All from Laws of the Underground.
Man,
look.
We love. What we do, this is hip hop, this is adult contempt, this is adults only, adult contemporary hip hop, that's what we're talking about. Next week we got Do It All from Lords of the Underground. Y'all understand, the adults out there understand what that means.
Yeah, Do It All from Lords of the motherfucking Underground, Chief Rocker, the joint that French sample, y'all.
Come on now.
Come through. You already know.
Next Saturday.
Do it all from Laws of the Underground's in the building next Saturday. Y'all gonna definitely want to check that out. you know,
that's the last show of the year, yo. That's the last show for 2012.
Yeah, man.
You know,
crazy. The year went by fast, and yo, we made it. We didn't die. Damn, man.
No, it's the 22nd. That's right. It didn't happen yesterday. I mean, like, so now people are saying it's day one of year one now. That's what people
think. Yo, you know what? I'm just so tired of people, man. I'm just so sick of people. I think Martians are on.
You can't be tired of people. You can't be tired of people.
I am. Like, come on, man. It's like, yo, B, like, you just coming up with shit just to come up with shit, man. Like, come on. Leave it alone, man. Hurry up. Leave it alone.
Oh, my God. Well, still, no matter what, in general, if you ain't about getting yourself together and everything that's happened anyway, you can kind of feel like it's something going on, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things are happening, a lot of things have happened this year, even the way we started off the year with some of the people that passed away, like Darren Cornelius and Whitney Houston, Etta James, like, you know, you lost some big people this year, Heavy D.
Yeah.
You know, like, crazy year. So,
you know what?
Even if it's not the end of the year, there's something going on, and people should definitely recognize that part. The weather, things that are happening, shooting, some type of crazy energy going on, you know, so.
Yo, you know what?
That's behavior.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Let's see who we got on the phone. Just for shits and giggles. Six-Man Radio, who we got on the line? I say Six-Man Radio. Who we got on the line?
You got 501 on the line. Joe.
501. Who that? Who we got 501?
It's L.R. Manhattan.
What's all right. Bro?
How you doing, First Lady of G-Unit? Congratulations on that title.
Yeah,
oh,
man,
that's
what's up.
That's Precious Paris.
That's what, that's P. That's Precious Paris. That's my little sis, man. You know, she's First Lady of G-Unit. You know, shout to her. Doing her thing out there. She's going to be touring soon, so you're going to see her in a minute.
I ain't going to take up too much of time, because, I run a radio, too, station. They're about to come on in about an hour and a half, and I was programming my last song, and I saw your shit.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
I just dropped this to call, you know what I'm saying? This song's from, like, how can I say this? A lot, we all need some support, so I'll be one more person you need to bring you over to the top. But then when I saw Billy James, I'm gonna make the stats. When I saw Billy James, I just wanted to tell this man this for the last 12 years. If it wasn't for him and his dad, LaFane, we had a rap battle in Harlem. You know, I'm from the 91 New Orleans, right? I'm from the 91 New Orleans, but the rap shit took me all over the world. I ain't no real big name at all, not yet. But anyway, about 12 years ago, they had a battle rap in Harlem at the HMV. And I was the first person to go on, right? And I told everybody, I told them to pick off the music, but I felt in class, because I was in New York. It was like my third time in New York, and I was happy as fuck. But it was something that nigga told me when he pulled off stage. He said, dog, don't give up. You'll never fail. And to this day, I ain't never failed. And I just wanted to tell that nigga, like, one love for that.
Yeah.
You know? That's dope.
That's real dope. That's real dope, man. Let everybody know when your show come on, man. When is your show come on?
My show come on in an hour and a half. It come on at 9:30 Central time. I'm about to move to Chicago. Yeah, it comes on 10:30 East Coast time, 7:30 West Coast time. We run it every day. Action Pack Radio. We run it every night.
All right, man. Word up, man. Thanks for your support, bro.
Hey, man, hey, bro, from this time forward, you're going to hear from me every Saturday. That's all I'm going to have. Yes, sir. All right.
Yes, sir. Peace. Yeah, that was dope. Yeah, man. Let's see who else we got on the line. Yo, Six Man Radio, who we got on the line? 843.
Yo, what up? This is Mr. 239 representing Word Is Born Records. Man, I call in personally to give a personal salute to Billy Dance and the MOP Mashout Posse. I've been a listener and a follower for like mad long time, ever since they did this album with Andy Up the joint about Billy Dance made his joint, the one song called Back in the Days. I mean, but
I'm basically was just trying to holler at y'all and say big ups to y'all, Six Man Radio 2 as well. Now I mean, for how y'all doing y'all thing. And my radio show will be coming on about 11 o'clock p.m. tonight. I got a 30-minute joint, Merc 79, hip-hop and R&B. And I was just giving y'all a salute and definitely let Billy Dance, Mr. 239, personally stand with the Zero Squad. I'm the general of the Zero Squad, that we need each other out here because, I mean, me and my squad done dropped the track that's like with a lot of energy, and it's like all the little Waynes and all that stuff, like he was saying, it's like they make it seem like we coming through rough, but me, myself, I'm from Monroe, North Carolina, from the streets as well, and so the way I rhyme and do my thing, most of these dirty stuff cats out here been trying to sabotage or whatever, but I understand what he's saying about you got to keep bringing that force. But tell him and his whole squad to keep doing their thing, because them the cats that keep me on the green. Use my barrel and blast and blast and blast all my energy like energy rays.
That's what's up. Nice. That's what's up. Yeah. My nigga. Appreciate that, man. Word up. And once again, what time your show come on, and what's the name of your show, bro?
11 p.m., 30 minutes, and it's called Merc 79 Hip Hop and R&B. M-U-R-C 79 Hip Hop and R&B. And I mean, we play the raw hip hop shit too.
Yeah, that's
what it is. Hey, hip-hop gonna live on, drown the shit out this rap shit. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
People got to understand it's about our passion. Where we go.
Salute to you, bro. Salute to you, man. God bless, bro.
Definitely. God bless y'all, too, man.
Thank you. Peace.
Easy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Nate, so this is another good one, y'all. Another good one in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Word up.
Six Man Radio.
You already know.
We had a really good year. Really good year. Yeah, so.
Real good year, yo. And shout to all the other hosts we got on the network. You know,
shout to
Miss PD Radio in Black. They got
That's
PD
right.
Radio on Tuesday night. Shout to Miss Jasmine, Princess Jasmine. She got Tell All Radio on Wednesdays. Then shout to Miss Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She got the Wild Countdown going on. On Woodshop Radio on Thursday night. Then GMS and Blitz Creed, they got the MC of My Report on Friday night. Then every other motherfucking Sunday,
That's
we got
right.
Michelle, my co-host, but she has her own joint. She getting her Ralph Tresvant on.
Yeah. I'm on Sundays, Bodega Fresh, killing the game. Coming on tomorrow night at 7. And my guest tomorrow night is DMV's own Godzilla. They're out of the DMV. They're doing really good things. They got an effort out right now with Sean Price. Saviors and Punishers is dope. Check that video. They're going to be on tomorrow night with me. Check me out. That'll be my last show of the year, too. So, you know, I'm going in on some music. So tune in. I might even push it. 2 hours, I might even get a little bold and give myself an extra 30 minutes for you. So tune in for that.
Yeah, man. And look, man, thank y'all. Thank everybody for listening. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. You know, we'll be here next week, y'all. We'll do it all from Laws of the Underground. Yo, we here every week, man. Every motherfucking week, we here. We bash y'all in the face with the best in adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. If you don't believe me, you can check out the archives at
That's right.
the number 6 then man dot site 40 dot net. You go
That's
there,
right.
you can check the archives. You go out there, you think I'm playing, you think I'm lying. You go there, you check it out. You check out past interviews with the likes of Greg Nice, Nice and Smooth, Capadonna, Wu-Tang.
MC Light.
MC Light.
Run. Run DMC.
No,
Khaled,
not Run.
Khaled,
Quali.
DMC. I'm sorry, DMC.
Yeah, DMC.
I'm all hype.
Yeah. Khaled, Quali, P-Rock, G, great.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, crazy, crazy. Yo, it's crazy. It's off the hook.
You know,
man. For
friends.
The ladies. For the ladies, we had Raheem Devon on. You know what I mean?
That was an exclusive.
That's
y'all
crazy.
Don't want to miss. Uh-uh.
That was crazy. It's
that
off
was
the
crazy.
Hustle. Make sure y'all check us out, man. And, you know, we hit the quarter of a mil mark, too, man. So shout to everybody on the network. Shout to you. Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir. That's right. Shout out, because we love the fact that you're listening. We're thankful, real thankful for that. And we're going to consistently keep coming with guests that you love and want to know what's happening with them. That's what adults are all about.
That's right.
Keep up with everything that we've loved and saw over the years of our lives. So definitely tune in, because we got nothing but great artists coming up in 2013, baby. You know?
That's right.
So,
that's right. And you know what? We're going to get up out of here with, you know what? Fuck it. Beanie Siegel, Redman, One Shot Deal.
One Shot Deal, one shot, one kill. Hit you with the one shot deal. Bullets lift you up like you're popping on the wheel. Till I can't die when I'm popping on the pill. So grills in the field, keep cockering on my head. Move, rock the black and backed out. Now the Mac back out, about to black out. Got the rock on my back, SP on my chain. Shooters on the block, playing PD last name. Out of hot pants, bags like Cameron Rain. The cocaine cowboy at work. I put you niggas in the dirt, 4-1 like dirt. Cause your hammer won't jam a whole church. Catch you on my second merch, fresh out of jail. Ice girl, get some smirk. Bitches on the way, can't surf. Rock without Jay won't work. Shit like we ain't here, acting like SP ain't here. How y'all niggas can't see that clip? All the way down, young trapper. Pump your brakes so fast, so you crash. Crack your head on the dash, put your body in the cast. Keep my shotty on black, hard head. Don't get your picture until they see the flash. You ain't ballin', you pump faking. You bounce in your trunk naked. 4 pounds to your crown, like where the paper. BC cold crook, I trap paper like notebook. When that hot water disappear like when coke cooks. The researcher, the sea burger. Which bit some shit, eat that ass like Dama. Steve, eat that ass like Sana. Stretch your body out like Reclana. Middle finger to your honor. Like fuck the world. That's my persona. Blood drama. Drop a building like a Simon. You a Donna. I know you wish you never met me like Carl Simon. Try to forget me like all Simon. Fucking with a vet being all problems. I'm not about the threats being all problems. Before the truth in position in the boo-boo. As a young strat, I was vicious as a dude. Kept the gap moving business in the coop. You was strapped in position on the stoop. Stay strapped with my pistol on shoot. Your juice like Bishop on a roof. Ooh. I had you pissing in your trunk like a roof. Bullets hit your chest like a blunt roll loose. I'm that corn liquor nigga 100 proof. I bring the storm on you niggas lace your boots. Better yet pull out the strings, make a noose. Hang yourself, here's a deuce deuce. Bang yourself like Cheddar Bob. I'm in the hood like S.T. Tall can, crooked letter I S.P.C.O. nigga, yes I.
Yes I.
Matter of fact,
yeah, yeah.
Bring it back.
Bring it back, me Doc, America's blunted. Not from there, but I'm Philly most wanted. Drop and roll, when my biscuit bore you. Talk is greasy, tone with Crisco on you. Streets is mine, check my flow online. www.cutanigga.com. Break, two on the hip, reach for the sky. You and your bird, Burberry students, bury me to live on top of the empire. Dare me to dive. There I go, no parachute, jackass like Knoxville. How to Cancun, chest hairs, baboon. Red man rips the show. I be the raw in your bitch's nose. She be going to the bathroom, slipping blow. Like, don't stop this shit, my man the joke. I know, I be strapped with a double 4-4 and a slim jim to open your Cadillac door. When the bricks, you hit them guns. Any nigga get X'd out like tic tac toe, and he bitch that no. Red man, go the distance when you're trying to get fucked for instance. Bust, baby, go light the instant. Pass me the rag, hop back in the Jag. I stole out the showroom with the price tag. I wrote this rhyme of 25 lunch rags. Hear that sound? Leave a block hunchback. Kill a house, understand, Rick, we ain't gonna stop till we.
What it bees like, everything is gravy and Grey Goose. This is your homegirl, Sarah Connor, tuning in to Six Man Radio for adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's the home. Tune in.
Hold on. Yeah. I'm trying to move one brick, two brick, three brick, four, more, more. I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, 4, 4, 4, 4.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor, floor, floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more, boy, boy, boy.
One
Still a blood and gripping. Go tell a trip I'm blood. God be tripping. I don't give a f- I put the K on you. I spray on you. Come to 2012 XJ on you. I'm an apex predator. I'm strong. Shooters on deck. I break bread and they on you. Till I fell off. Oh, you heard I fell off. Why the f*** would you be repeating that? I'm a rap tycoon. Make a 100 mil by June. Now who the f*** said I can't rap? Jack, I'm in the dopamine dream. I got it from God. Like the morphine memories. I've been breaking the law. I was born a founder. In the stroller with the llama. Yeah, founder, not killing you. Put that on my mama. Nah, nah, don't tell me nothing about me. None of this new. I smoke all of you. But it's free. I'm trying to move one. Brick two, brick three, brick four. More, more. I'm trying to move five bricks and bricks, only bricks, four.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor, floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more, boy. I give a fuck about a stead as I jump up out of bed. 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, yeah. I'm trying to put this shit away. On the low, I need a hit today. Think you better get away from my, oh my. I got a burning, got a fly. From Cali to Kingston, back to NY. Snoop, Master Kush, 05 to 9. Combine, get you some pounds, and now you're flying high. Rumble with the metal, with my foot in the pedal. G's with the trees, and the bees on my level. 5-0, you know I go hard. You fools call me Bohard. Kid, you in charge, you talk at the bar. But I ain't tripping, I'm just whipping my cheese. Cause if you really want the bomb, come and put your G's. I got it. Always chill, always will. Had that, say that, my nigga, get that. You hear that?
I'm trying to move one. Brick, two, brick, three, brick, four, more.
Real dog.
I'm tryna move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, four.
Let's do it. Yeah. I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor.
The world,
now I'm tryna move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds,
more. Got 5 a.m. in the kitchen, scum coffee. Bag full of white 8 balls, I'm going golfing. The homie got killed last night. Bought him a coffin, retaliated the same night. Made him a dolphin. Guess that's the life of a yay flipper. Top of make it, get niggas just like a stripper. Got cameras for the jackets, home invaders, man. I'm coming all black like they Raiders fans. All I saw growing up was kilos and game changing. Then the homie taught me to whip, game change. Now I'm breaking down birds on the coffee table. Yeah, and have them sold for they off the table. Got a look, pull them a half, I'm gonna split it. They got the new work that vision like it's a skillet. Let's throw them more water, stretching like it's the last. Way it up. Two bitches rapping and clapping, yeah.
One brick, two brick, three brick, four. More. I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, more. Four. I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more. Boy.
On your normal morning, okay, plenty of time. But today you got to take into account your army of the 12 monkeys factor.
What?
12 monkeys, honey. In case you folks didn't turn on your radio this morning.
It's the army of the 12!
You got Hydra and Dominion.
Hydra!
On a record?
Dominion!
Army of the 12.
You know you're fucked up right
now. This is brought to you by The Play.
They don't want it!
Q5 Music. MCMI and
number 12. GMS, the most menacing. Sickness is the cure and music is the medicine. You are now rocking with the Williams sister tennis swing. Michael Jordan's hang time, B-games we never bring. Slightly unsettling how cerebus is severing. Head from spine in time, all nerve endings are deadening. That's how we like to ravage. Even say fight the average cipher in the bill. What I spill, well it's like savage. And they say music calms the beast, so call upon your demons, speak tongues to the deceased, and sacrifice your virgins on the dagger of a priest. Quarantine of this contagion can't contain what lies beneath, to say the least.
I am what the Mayan calendar represents. Your presence is the present, I'm gifting you to the essence. Leave deeper than all of you, that's Leviathan excellence. The plague bitch, you represent pestilence personified. MCMI is the entire empire. Prior higher powers ending is dire. Die via electrified barbed wire. Hog tire on fire. Eyes are sadistic fuck. Hey bitch, listen up. Okay, obey what we say or decay. Your chapter ended. If I click clack and spray, won't be the way. Pack a timid mended. Ain't no wait a minute, you've descended to oblivion. One yourselves, we the 12, this is Hydra's dominion.
You free.
Antagonist, codename battleship, barbaric, no man patterns, abominable snowman, cold ass 96 reload, cold as when the ever sub zero, no pressure, don't forbid it, you ever gone here, it's the era of the dragon dog, this isn't your year, y'all ready to walk, get close to brand here, spitting them soft ass rhymes you got in my head, round head rhyme like we were raised by jackals, breaking shackles, made to battle, like we're on the 8-6 battle, fearing these gorillas. Then the will we have you looking for a bullet to eat? Won't have to
yo, pee. I'm bipolar.
No, I'm straight schizo.
Niggas in Paris know my shit crazy from the get go.
Walking through my zip code.
Y'all niggas better tiptoe.
Cause my blood flows zip code.
And it flows through my lymph nodes.
I never had to flip code.
Why?
Nigga, I can serve 99.1% pure Heisenberg.
Yeah, bitch. Get your shit broken bad.
Watch your leg fold in half.
Should've listened, told you tap.
I ain't never holding back.
I'm mind blowing.
Turn your brain to a cul-de-sac.
Keep your mind open.
Keep the fucking niggas off my path.
Keep mind open.
You wanna make today your last?
Come right on in.
Love me. It doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chit-chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. Fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them. What you say to me is just paper thin.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Curtis Blow, and you're listening to the sounds of the Six Man Radio. That's right. The best in adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Let's go.
contemporary hip-hop
and R&B.
6 Man
Radio.
Yeah. What's up? This is Trigger Tretch, also known as Tribal Tretch, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch. And this is how we do it. New Drew, Dirty Jersey style. God stay great. Rah! 6 Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music. Grown folk things going on over these parts, partner.